All right, we're right here with Watts Finest J Rock on DoveCNN.com right now. What's up with you?
Yeah, what's up with it?
Shit, you know, I understand you've been on your grind this year. You released Watts Finest Volume 3 as well as a video to Lift Me Up. How has the feedback been so far?
Oh, man, the feedback been good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been good feedback, you know. I got, like, you know what I'm saying, over like 200,000 views on the video. And, you know, the mixtape still out there in the streets, still killing me. Make sure y'all pick up my boy K-Dot's Train Today, you know what I'm saying? That's also King of the Street right now, you know, so we just on the grind, baby.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I understand you're doing a new mixtape right now?
Yeah, I'm putting together a New York mixtape, man. You know, I'm flying out there to do the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, finna get out there and work, you know what I'm saying? Give respect to all my, you know what I'm saying, New York niggas, you know?
Okay. What motivated you to do a mixtape for the New Yorkers?
Yeah, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, give respect to them, because, you know, without them, you know what I'm saying, you know, we all know hip-hop started in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying, so without them, they didn't even start, it wouldn't even be no rap for you. So basically what I'm doing is just, you know, just go out there, you know what I'm saying, give my respect, you know what I'm saying, put together this mixtape for them, you know?
All right, can we expect you to collaborate with any New York rappers on the mixtape?
Oh, yeah, man, you know, I was hollering at my boy Jada, you know what I'm saying? Got my boy Big Gravy out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to get out there and network and make it do what it do.
Okay, who would you say were your influences as far as your rapping goes?
Oh, man, a lot of influences, you know, N.W.A., Ice-T, Scarface, Tupac, Biggie, my big homies OFTB, you know, a little bit of everybody, man, you know? Grew up listening to a lot of cats, man.
Okay, and, you know, from what I heard, there was a planned remix to the song Lift Me Up with a young West Coast artist on it. What happened to that?
Oh, yeah, that's coming, man. It's still in the works, man. You know, I was just trying to put that together, man. You know, I was hollering at my, you know what I'm saying, my bae niggas, like my boy, your boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hollering at him, trying to, Mr. Fab, you know, trying to have them get a little bit of that too, you know what I'm saying, living up Bay City too, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, I'm trying to make it be the biggest anthem, you know what I'm saying, that's probably, you know what I'm saying, probably I'm trying to make it real, do it real big, you know, sorry for the hold up, but it's coming, don't even trip.
So who's on it so far?
You know, I got my boy Glasses, Eastwood, Game, I'm trying to holler at your boy Omar, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, hollering at Dove C. You know, who else,
did Crooked Eye jump on it?
Yeah, that's who I gotta hit up, Crooked Eye, and I got my, the Western Hearing on there, you know what I'm saying, my boy Bad Luck and Damani, I got them on there, you know what I'm saying, they did some little fire on there, you know what I'm saying, my boy K-Dot, you know what I'm saying, Problem, Rocket, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to make it real big, man, Big Steel, so, you know, it's just, whole lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make it the biggest thing possible.
Sounds dope, man. Is everybody going to be spitting 8 bars or 16?
So 8 bars, man.
Sounds crazy.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Okay, and you also said that you got a new single coming out?
Oh, yeah. It's called Tell Your Mama, man. It's going to kill him, man. Can't wait till it drops, you know what I'm saying? It's for the ladies, man. It's going to kill him, man. The next best thing that's coming.
Who produced the track?
My boy Terrence Martin, you know what I'm saying, he did some stuff with Snoop, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Terrence, he did his thing on it.
That's what's up, and you know, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying,
okay.
Saying.
Well, what about your song, California Soul? I heard Julio G spin it, but I don't think it ever really leaked out there like that.
Yeah, you know, Julio G, he loved it so much, he wanted to run it, you know what I'm saying, my boy Game, he, you know what I'm saying, co-produced the track, you know what I'm saying, along with Four Quarter, you know, that, you know, he heard me do verses to it, you know, and he loved it so much, he just jumped on the hook, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, and also my boy Soundway, he had a little bit, you know what I'm saying, to do on it too, you know what I'm saying, so, it's, you know, Julio G, he ran it, you know what I'm saying, you know, it was all good.
And I think there was some confusion because there was a Skyballer track called California Soul out there or something like that. Did you hear about that?
Hey, what'd you say?
I think there was a song by Skyballer from the Bay who had a song called California Soul, and it was like the same track or something like that.
For real, I ain't never heard it, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, you might do something, and somebody way in my study might got the same thing, or might did the same thing you did, so, you know, I'm not sure, I ain't even hear it, but, you know, I gotta check that out.
Alright, and you recently collaborated with Eastwood and The Game on a track called West Philly, produced by Meech Wells.
Yeah, my boy Eastwood, he came at me, he actually spit the hook to me over the phone, like, man, like, you know what I'm saying, I seen him, I had ran into him at the, you know what I'm saying, at the Powerhouse, and he was kept telling me about the track, you know what I'm saying, and then he, you know what I'm saying, told me, he spit the hook to me over the phone. I told him, just, you know, just send it to me, I got you, my dude, and he took it from there, and I was right up on him, you know what I'm saying, and it's killing him right now.
Okay, you've been collaborating with Meech Wells, you know, more lately. How did you hook up with him?
You know, Meech Wells, I hooked up with him. He actually called me and had me come to, I think it was a studio. I forgot the name of the studio, but as a matter of fact, it was doing an interview with y'all. He called me to come do an interview with y'all, man.
Oh, that was the night you hooked up with Meech?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how we hooked up, you know.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So, after this New York mixtape, is the next project we can expect the album?
Yeah, the album is coming, man. It's gonna kill him, man. It should be due, like, at the end of October, you know. I should make sure y'all pick it up. It's called Follow Me Home, man.
Yeah, it was supposed to drop in July, right?
Yeah. But, you know, dude's still working, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get the business. Is right on it, you know, and I'm just in the studio still recording, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, just keep coming with the tracks.
And your album is going to be dropping through Warner and Top Dog EMT, is that correct?
Yeah, that's totally correct.
And how far into the album are you right now?
I'm like, you know what I'm saying, like 95% done, you know. Y'all should see it like at the end of October. Should be it.
So what can we expect from the album as far as, you know, concept and content-wise?
Basically, you know what I'm saying, it's a real ghetto album, you know what I'm saying, a real live ghetto story, that's what the thing, you know what I'm saying, ain't about how many heads I buzz or, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that, it's just a real story, you know what I'm saying, my story, you know what I'm saying, going in the hood, and, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm giving to the people, you know?
Okay. And which producers can we expect you to work with on the record?
You know, I got my boy Soundwave on there, you know, Soundwave, I got DJ Quick, GR Rodham, KG, United by Nature, LES, Aqua. As a matter of fact, LES and Aqua, they did stuff with Nas and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, who else I got on that thing? You know, Terrence, you know what I'm saying, he produced the Tell Your Mama track I was telling you about. Records, you know what I'm saying, Fred Rick, so can't wait till the drop, man.
That's dope. Is the DJ Quick track more on the Fixers tip, or is it more like old school DJ Quick sounding?
You know, it's kind of a little bit of both, man. I don't want to give it up, but
I hear you.
Yeah, you know, it's hot, man. So, you know, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, DJ Quick and AMG, you already know, my dudes right there.
And, you know, you're a young artist that sounds like a veteran to me. You know, you don't blindly preach ignorance. You have more depth to your music. I feel like that's something that's really missing from the mainstream right now.
Yeah, that's basically that's what I'm bringing back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just bringing back that, you know what I'm saying, real line, you know what I'm saying, straight to the point, you know what I'm saying, ghetto stuff, man. You know, like, hood, just hood, you know what I'm saying, hood mentality, you know what I'm saying, hood stuff, man. You know? Trying to make it do what it do, man. Trying to bring it back, man, you know. Just bringing that real good music back. That's all.
And I don't know if you heard the recent Pimp C interview where he said that, you know, artists need to start putting something to think about in their raps instead of just bragging about dope dealing and, you know, the chains and shit like that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm not, you know, I got songs, man, like, man, especially on the album, man, I don't even want to give it up, but, you know, I got real, you know what I'm saying, songs on there, man, the songs that everybody can relate to, you know what I'm saying, I'm just not doing something just, you know what I'm saying, all flashy and all that. I got songs that people can relate to, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what I'm giving, man. I'm telling you, every song I got on the album, somebody's gonna relate to it, man. I'm telling you.
And, you know, I recently interviewed Mike Stroh, and he was speaking on, you know, how nobody is really policing hip-hop right now. Anybody can get on, and as far as, you know, the whole New West talk, it's not really regulated as far as who's New West and who isn't and all that. What's your take on that?
Well, you know what I'm saying? He kind of, like, got a point, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, it's just about, you know, just making good music, man. You know, that's what it is, you know? If you make good music, it's like now, it's just like, it ain't all about a single, you know what I'm saying, a single or nothing like, you gotta have a whole package, you know what I'm saying, gotta, you know what I'm saying, have something that, you know what I'm saying, like, the whole package, cause like, you know, record sales is down, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have the whole package, it seems like, man. You just can't have anybody can have a single, but you know what I'm saying, it could be the best thing, you know what I'm saying, but when your album come out, you know what I'm saying, your sales ain't what it, you know what I'm saying, what it is, you know what I'm saying, like I said, you just gotta make the good music, man, you know what I'm saying, make good music, that's what it's all about, man.
And are you worried about the low CD sales right now, or do you feel like with the digital technologies coming out, you know, right now, CD sales aren't really representative anymore?
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying, it's looking ugly right now, you know what I'm saying, it's looking real ugly, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I've just been checking the sound scans, it's looking ugly, but, you know, like your boy T.I., he did good, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad to see that, you know what I'm saying, especially, you know what I'm saying, in this type of rap, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, he kind of, like, set it back up to me, you know what I'm saying, so, it's like, you got a chance right there, that shows you right there, like, you know what I'm saying, just, you make good music, man, so anything can happen, man, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And the city of Watts has a lot of talent right now, with yourself, G Malone, Bad Luck, and others coming out. Who you feeling right now?
Oh, man, I'm feeling all those cats, man. You know what I'm saying? They're my dudes right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm on personally, you know, they're my niggas right there. So, you know, I feel like all of them, man, you know what I'm saying? Much success to them both, especially G, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy G Malone, you know what I'm saying? He got his little situation, you know, and I'm loving the talent right now coming from my city, you know what I'm saying? Especially coming from my city because we've been overlooked for a long time, so, you know. Yeah.
Is there anybody else besides those two that you feel is hot right now?
How would you say?
Is there anybody else besides those two artists that you feel are hot right now from Watts?
You know, the boy Bang Loose, you know what I'm saying? He doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and them joints, you know what I'm saying? He doing this thing too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Your boy, you know what I'm saying? Drove from over there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing, man. So, you know, much love and respect on, you know?
Okay. And, you know, you're down with the game and Spider Loke. Has that ever caused you any problems as far as who you associate with?
Nah, that don't never cause no problems with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, SBI, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's my people, you know, the game, my niggas. So, you know, I mean, boys, that's how that goes, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't cost me up or put me in the boss or none of that.
Okay. And how did you hook up with Game at the very beginning?
Oh, I've been knowing him for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And, like, right before he started doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? He met a long time ago, like, at a mall, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was up and coming, you know? I seen him at a mall, you know? And, like, I just started, you know what I'm saying? Start rapping back to each other, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no battle or nothing like that. It was just, you know, spend something. He was like, yeah, you nice, ooh, you know? And I was like, yeah, you know, we left it at that, shook hands, you know what I'm saying, whatnot. You know, time's been on, you know, he was doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, blew up, you know, see me, I'm still out there doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, one day he just came to my studio session one time, just, you know, just walked up in there, like, what's up, my nigga, like, you know, shit like like that. So, you know, that's my nigga, the whole, you know what I'm saying, shout out to him and the whole Black Wall Street, you know, it's my nigga.
Okay.
So, great.
Tell us about Top Dog EMT, who's on that label?
Oh, you know what I'm saying, got my boy K-Dot, you know what I'm saying, shout out to K-Dot, see, that's like my brother from another mother, you know what I'm saying, you know, we trying to win it, man, you know what I'm saying, 07 and beyond, man. We trying to take over, man, Top Dog EMT.
Well, what's up with K-Dot? What does he have going on right now?
You know, you know what I'm saying? He in the studio, like 24/7 like me, man. You know what I'm saying? Working on his mixtapes, whatever you might do, you know what I'm saying? We a workaholic, man. That's crazy. One of the most best lyricists out here on the West Coast. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all look out for him, because he is going to be a problem with the drop, man. I'm telling you.
What was up with that No Skateboard Nigga track that you did with him?
Oh yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, we did that, man. We was just walking around in the studio, man, because, you know, one day, you know what I'm saying, he just walking, and they must have thought he was skateboarding, like, you know what I'm saying, like he rides skateboards, so not like, you know, skateboards, he was like, you know what I'm saying, and he just took it from there, it was like, you know what I'm saying, we didn't think it was going to come out like that, so we just did it, you know, just spare the moment type shit, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who can we expect you to see, you know, who can we expect to see you working with in the near future as far as collaborations?
Man, you know, I can't really tell you that right now, man, you know, like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, just waiting for, you know what I'm saying, waiting until the album drop, man, you know, as far as that, you know what I'm saying, I really can't tell you that, man, I really don't know, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, just working, man, going hard in the studio, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking forward to working with anybody that make good music, man. So that's about it.
Do you feel like Southern Cali and the Bay should connect more musically and push the West together?
Yeah, man, I think so, man. That's the only way everybody got, you know what I'm saying, that's how we can win, man. You know, that's what I've been preaching about a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just got to, like, come together in this shit, man. We can win, man. That's what it's about, man. It ain't about put all the hate and bullshit aside and get this money. Feel me?
Okay, and who are your personal favorite up-and-coming artists on the West right now?
I like, you know, something like I said, I'm feeling your boy G Malone, man, the Western Union, Problem, your boy Rocket, everybody, man, basically, you know what I'm saying, I feel everybody that's out here on the West that's pushing, you know what I'm saying, and making good music, man, everybody, man, you know what I'm saying, I ain't no hate on nothing, man, you know?
Which projects that are coming out this year, you know, not only West, in general, are you anticipating right now?
Let me see, man. Who should I look for again, man? I'm gonna check out your boy, you know, so I'm looking forward to G Malone album, that's coming out. I'm anticipating your boy, Wayne's album, you know what I'm saying? He been killing them right now. Who else, man? I really don't know right now, man.
You got 50 and Kanye dropping on the same day. You got Chamillionaire coming out.
That's who I really want to, you know, I want to really hear from your boy 50 album. I want to see what that sound like, man. Yeah, I want to hear how that's going to sound, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, looking forward to that, too.
Okay, and you know, I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Oh yeah, make sure y'all check me out on www.myspace.com/jrock. Make sure y'all hit me up and check me out.